Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And ordinarily on Wednesday, we have Jessica Flory with us, the Youth Development 4-H agent. And today she has asked Lane Higby to be with us. Lane has been working on some things within the 4-H program here in Franklin County. Good morning, Lane. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Tell us just a little bit about this program that you're working with Jessica and with the Extension District.
So this project is ultimately what I wanted to do for my leadership project in 4-H. I'm putting it together to teach kids to come out of their shell and to be open and good leaders, and what that looks like and ultimately how that's going to affect their future. These kids are tomorrow's leaders, and investing in them now is going to make them even better leaders in the future. I have a passion for getting kids to come out of their shell and to make them understand that they have the power and the voice to be able to lead others. And I think that's a really cool thing. And having that passion is important because it drives you in multiple areas of life.
Let's talk about you just a little bit. You are a 4-H member, right?
Yes, sir.
And which club?
My 10th year at the Appalachian Trailblazers 4-H Club, and I currently serve as the president for that club.
You're the president, so that's a leadership position, certainly, and that's important as well as you try to groom leaders for your club down the road.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What is it about 4-H that drew you to it originally? How did you get your start?
I honestly started because my parents were both heavily involved in the livestock industry. They both grew up in the livestock industry on farms and were also 4-H'ers. My mom's from Nebraska and my dad's from here from Kansas. But ultimately, their passion for livestock and the 4-H project spilled over onto me. And we started doing 4-H when I was 7 years old. And I've loved it. Never thought of doing anything else.
When did you decide that the leadership track was what you were planning on taking to help you not only with 4-H, but in life in general?
I would personally say that the leadership parts and aspects of it ultimately came to me when I was probably about 12 to 15, because I found that I really enjoy talking to people and being able to have communication and conversations with them. And ultimately those deep connections is what made me want to do the leadership part of things, because a good leader is one that is able to communicate and is able to motivate other people. And I foresee myself doing something in a leadership position someday, hopefully.
Now, you mentioned that you have a good way to bring people out of their shell. I'm curious as to how that works, what that is, because I know a lot of people would like to have that type of ability to do that.
Yes, I definitely agree with you on that. I would say that, honestly, I just start building relationships with them, asking questions, being able to listen. That's a huge aspect of being a leader, is the ability to listen to people and actually understand what they're saying and take it into consideration. I have a lot of younger kids that I'm mentoring right now. They ask me questions about basically everything from fishing to showing livestock to, I had a question the other day of how to cut down a tree properly. I mean, just those relationships with those younger kids and gaining their trust and knowing that we respect each other is something it's important to me, and I think the kids like it too.
How much more time do you have to build this project and get it completed?
I actually have a couple more years left in 4-H. I have 2 more years left, and then hopefully after I finish in 4-H, I have 3 younger siblings, Kawa, Anna, and Elam Higby, and hopefully they'll pick it up after I do it, and they can use it for their leadership projects in the future.
Well, Lane, thank you so much for taking the time with talking with us today, and good luck with your leadership project.
Well, thank you, sir. It's been a blast.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marin Dazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.